ABC Radio Darwin.
Just looking at Joel Spry, who's walking out the driveway. You're not really looking prepared, Joel. What's going on? I'm standing here with half a banana. I've done my 20 push-ups. I'm ready to go.
Oh, just finished the shift. This is exactly what I want to do. Thank you.
You're looking pretty pumped, almost as pumped as our producer Jack Schmidt is looking. He's
fumbling around. He really doesn't want to do this.
Jack's actually pulling out his runners from a deep, dark depth of his boot. Jack, you're looking almost as enthusiastic as Joel.
This is a sadistic joke. I don't think there's any kind of like thin veil of an excuse as to why we should actually be doing this.
Look at Jo Laverty over there. She's got her fiery pants on. Shit, is that what we're going to do?
She also brought creatine, so that's how prepared Jo Laverty is, actually.
What?
Jo, how are you feeling? You're looking like the most professional out of all of us.
I'm wearing the full high-vis outfit that would officially be worn by a fiery, which was in our costume box. Why are these two wearing corporate wear? They're wearing ABC shirts. You are not prepared.
All right, so we're going to start with the jerry can carry, which is a one-armed farmer's walk for 195 metres. Then we go into a simulated stair climb, which we've got a little step over the back there, and we're going to use a 16-kilo kettlebell for 36 steps. The rescue tool hold is a 20 kg tool, which I've made up, and we're going to do 40 seconds on, 20 seconds off at three different heights, so over your head, chest, and squatting. After that, the tough one is a repeated hose drag for 150 metres at 60 kilos, or 10 laps of the gym. We're going to blindfold them, put a mask on them, and I'm going to lead them around the back of the gym and ask them questions for 2 minutes. And that's what generally stitches people up, because they get a bit claustrophobic. So all that section, first bit, we're trying to get it done in under 15 minutes. Yeah, it's a big ask. And the second part, we do a crawl with a sled. So I'll demonstrate that in a second. That's for 30 metres, same amount of weight. And then after that, we go to the firefighter rescue, where we add 24 kilos to the sled. And we're going to drag it backwards for one lap. And that's in under 2 minutes.
Have you done this before? Have you tried out for the physical assessment of the fireys, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And I passed this one, and it was definitely the hardest thing I've done in a long time.
And you run a gym?
Yes.
So how are you feeling?
I've had some electrolytes, and it's coursing through my veins, and my competitive juices are starting to flow. So I'm feeling a little bit, I think it's still going to be ugly.
I did take a lot of creatine this morning, which is, like, from what I understand, a lot like speed, but legit. Like, you're allowed legal, you're allowed to buy it at the supermarket. So I'm pretty hyped up.
You look like you're pinging a bit.
Yeah, I am pinging. That's exactly what I'm doing. And I had way too much, it turns out. So, yeah, it should be interesting how I get through this.
Our very own Jo Laverty has just started the fiery test.
Yeah,
Jo! Woohoo! Jo Laverty survived. Jo, how are you feeling?
Holy dooly. Yeah, it's intense. It's really intense.
Is that creatine kicking in?
I think it got me through a fair bit of it, to be honest. Yeah, but the blindfold challenge was difficult. He's asking me maths questions. I think I got the minus five question right. He said, who's the health minister? And I'm like, Natasha Files, yes.
Joel Spry, you're next.
Wow. Yeah, I'm ready to go.
How are you feeling?
Well, the nerves are up, I must admit. I reckon the heart rate's probably racing. Just, you know, Joe's done a really good job. And I've got to beat Jack. So, you know, I've got something to prove here. I don't know what that is, but you know, I'm going to give it a shot.
Jack, we're just watching Joel, who's halfway through his stair climb. How are you feeling?
Things are going very well for Joel Spry. It's an incredible speed. He's not panting. No signs of distress or even sweat at this stage.
The 24 weight, he's like, this must be a 12 kilo weight. Good on you, Joel.
All right, Terry.
And I have to go next. And I'm built like a garden rake.
How are you going, Joel?
I'm good. I've just lost count. Thankfully, there's other people doing that for me. Anyway, how many did you go?
Your buns turned on, feeling okay?
Oh, yeah, they're well and truly turned on.
I've just put your 10-kilo vest on. You're up next.
Yep, I've gained an extra quarter on my body weight, so ready to go. I think the main challenge, like, I could just walk around like this for 10 minutes and that would be an adequate challenge to become a firefighter, right?
Yes, totally. Yep, it's exactly all you need to do.
I'm nervous now. I've got 4 hours sleep under my belt, half a banana, 2 eggs at 5 a.m. and a very strong coffee that's thoroughly worn off.
Jack, do you have any words for me?
I'm feeling all right. The Zen mode is kicking in.
You're looking pretty good.
Yeah, good. Good so far.
Jess doing the jerry can carry. So how are you feeling, Jess?
I thought setting this challenge meant I didn't need to do it.
All right, that's three. Oh, you've only got 10 more to go. Remind me how long ago it was you gave birth. How's your pelvic floor? Because it's going to get much worse than this.
I might stop after this, to be honest.
Is that what they said when you were giving birth? Did they say you can stop any time? No. This is a particularly hard exercise, isn't it? So when you watch her doing it now, having just done it yourself, what do you think?
One of the hardest, for sure. There's something very unnatural about slinging tension over your shoulder and dragging a dead weight. It's not something the human body's used to doing very much, I think.
You just keep doing it over and over and over again until you get to 10 laps. Which exercise did you find to be the hardest, Joel?
The uneven weight, I reckon. That's the hardest one, where you had to hold it above your eye line. That was fine, but at the chest, holding it out, you felt like you had a couple of chicken wings, and they were about as strong as that too.
Joel is pointing. You're nearly there. Woo! Joel is pointing at the simulation of the Jaws of Life tool. So yes, uneven. So, yes. Uneven weights at either end, uneven sizes at either end as well. So you've got a big end and a little end and a heavy end and so on. But you did really well.
You know what? If I had known that, I probably would have done better at that.
I was calling out to you. Imagine you're saving your son from a burning fire. You didn't hear anything I was yelling at you, did you?
I heard that, but I had no idea what you were talking about. I'm holding this freaking weight here, Joe. There's no fire in sight.
Oh, why would anyone do this? This is a dumb challenge.
How are you feeling?
I am in awe of you guys doing all of this. My God, nice effort.
None of these boys are lactating, and the last time I lactated was a very long time ago. So well done to you. 15 months postpartum and still breastfeeding. That's a massive effort.
Thanks. Good work, ABC.
Yeah, ABC! All right, so we're doing a group huddle now. Everybody who participated, we've got Kate, we've got Joss, we've got Jack, we've got Jess, we've got Joel, and we've got me, and Wes, who was our instructor. How did everyone go?
I think everyone did a really good job.
Thanks for stepping in, Wes, when we got rejected by the real fireys.